听力课堂，听 class.com。
在这课里，我们还是学习形容词比较级。我们还要学习一个新的句型
as, as, as
加上形容词，再加上
as，
像是
as useful as，
跟什么什么一样有用
，as practical as，
跟什么什么一样实用等等。现在我们先来听今天这一课的对话，请你注意听英文老师的发音和语调。
Hello, Mary. How was your exam yesterday?
Not too good. It wasn't as easy as the last one, and it was longer than before.
Well, the final exam is always more difficult. You have to work harder. You will certainly do better next time.
I worked very hard, but I was too careless. I made some stupid mistakes. I should be more careful next time.
Maybe you took too many courses this year.
No, I took as many courses as last year.
Well, it's no use worrying about the exam now. Let's talk about the football game tonight. It's much more interesting.
现在我们再把整段对话听一遍，这次英文老师念得比较慢，请你注意听，看看能听懂多少。
Hello, Mary. How was your exam yesterday?
Not too good. It wasn't as easy as the last one, and it was longer than before.
Well, the final exam is always more difficult. You have to work harder.You will certainly do better next time.
I worked very hard, but I was too careless. I made some stupid mistakes. I should be more careful next time.
Maybe you took too many courses this year.
No, I took as many courses as last year.
Well, it's no use worrying about the exam now. Let's talk about the football game tonight.It's much more interesting.
现在我把刚才那段对话里包含了今天要学的语法的句子挑出来，请老师再念一遍给你听。
It wasn't as easy as the last one, and it was longer than before.
The final exam is always more difficult.
I should be more careful next time.I took as many courses as last year.
It's much more interesting.
现在我们来做练习。在上一课里，我们学的形容词比较级是在短的形容词后面加上
er。
现在我们来学另外一种形容词比较级，就是在比较长的形容词前面加上
more。more。more。
比方比较聪明
more intelligent
比较有天分
more talented
比较有耐心
more patient
比较有雄心
more ambitious
等等。现在我们用刚才举出的那些形容词比较级做句子，把彼得和玛丽做个比较。每个句子我们念两遍，请你听一遍，跟着老师重复一遍。
Peter is more careful than Mary.
Peter is more careful than Mary.
Mary is more careless than Peter.
Mary is more careless than Peter.
Peter is more intelligent than Mary.
Peter is more intelligent than Mary.
Mary is more talented than Peter.
Mary is more talented than Peter.
Peter is more patient than Mary.
Peter is more patient than Mary.
Mary is more ambitious than Peter.
Mary is more ambitious than Peter.
现在我们来做代换练习。首先由老师念一个句子，接着老师给你一个形容词，请你把这个形容词的比较级代换到原来的句子里。请你注意，老师给你的形容词在变成比较级的时候，有的应该加上
er，
有的应该加上
more。
你必须要斟酌情况加以变化。每做完一句，老师会念出正确答案，你自己比较一下，看看做对了没有。现在我们开始。
Mary is younger than Peter. Talented.
Mary is more talented than Peter.
Ambitious.
Mary is more ambitious than Peter.
Short.
Mary is shorter than Peter.
Thin.
Mary is thinner than Peter.
Careless.
Mary is more careless than Peter.
下面我们来学习另外几个用
more
的形容词比较级，比方比较有趣
more enjoyable
比较舒服
more comfortable
比较昂贵
more expensive
等等。在下面这组练习里，彼得问老师一些问题，老师一一的给他肯定的答复。比方彼得问老师，庙宇比教室好看吗？
Is a temple more beautiful than a classroom?
老师回答说，对了，庙宇比教室好看。
Yes, a temple is more beautiful than a classroom.
好，现在我们开始做练习。请你在老师答复彼得的时候，也跟着老师重复。
Is this movie more enjoyable than that one?
Yes.This movie is more enjoyable than that one.
Is reading more interesting than cooking?
Yes, reading is more interesting than cooking.
Is this radio more expensive than that one?
Yes, this radio is more expensive than that one.
Is taking a train more comfortable than taking an airplane?
Yes.Taking a train is more comfortable than taking an airplane.
Is a final exam more difficult than a regular test?
Yes, a final exam is more difficult than a regular exam.
Is a temple more beautiful than a classroom?
Yes, a temple is more beautiful than a classroom.
下面我们来学习。
As.
加上形容词，再加上
as
的用法，比方
as tall as
跟什么什么一样高
as important as
跟什么什么一样重要
as practical as
跟什么什么一样实用等等。首先我们来做换字练习，把玛丽和琳达做个比较，比方玛丽跟琳达一样聪明等等。还是由老师念一个句子，接着老师给你一个形容词，请你把这个形容词代换到原来的句子里。每做完一句，就听老师念正确答案。现在我们开始。
Mary is as tall as Linda. Old.
Mary is as old as Linda.
Intelligent.
Mary is as intelligent as Linda.
Thin.
Mary is as thin as Linda.
Beautiful.
Mary is as beautiful as Linda.
Healthy.
Mary is as healthy as Linda.
在下面这组练习里，老师先提出一个问句，比方
Is Mary as tall as Peter?
接着老师说
No.
那么你就应该做否定的答复。
No, Mary isn't as tall as Peter.
然后你再补充说明彼得比较高。
Peter is taller.
好，现在我们开始做练习。每做完一句，老师会念出正确答案，你自己做个比较，看你做对了没有。
Is Mary as old as Peter? No.
No, Mary isn't as old as Peter. Peter is older.
Is Peter as talented as Mary? No.
No, Peter isn't as talented as Mary. Mary is more talented.
Is Peter as ambitious as Mary? No.
No, Peter isn't as ambitious as Mary. Mary is more ambitious.
Is Mary as patient as Peter? No.
No, Mary isn't as patient as Peter. Peter is more patient.
Is Mary as strong as Peter? No.
No, Mary isn't as strong as Peter. Peter is stronger.
下面我们换一个方式做练习，由玛丽问老师一些有关学校课程的问题。比方，电脑比外国语言实用吗？
Is computer science more practical than foreign languages?
老师回答说，不对，外国语言跟电脑一样实用。
No, foreign languages are as practical as computer science.
再举个例子，比方玛丽问老师，马可波罗比哥伦布有名吗？
Is Marco Polo more famous than Columbus?
老师回答说，不对，哥伦布跟马可波罗一样有名。
No, Columbus is as famous as Marco Polo.
在这个练习里有一些课程的名字，比方
Chemistry
化学
Physics
物理
Home Economics
家政
Electives
选修课程等等，这些词汇在今天的听力测验里还会出现。现在请你注意听玛丽问问题，然后请你在老师回答玛丽问题的时候也跟着重复。
Is chemistry more important than physics?
No, physics is as important as chemistry.
Is home economics more important than biology?
No, biology is as important as home economics.
Is history more useful than math?
No, math is as useful as history.
Is literature more useful than science?
No, science is as useful as literature.
Is New York more famous than Washington, D.C.?
No, Washington, D.C. is as famous as New York.
Is Marco Polo more famous than Columbus?
No, Columbus is as famous as Marco Polo.
Are basic courses more practical than electives?
No, electives are as practical as basic courses.
Is computer science more practical than foreign languages?
No, foreign languages are as practical as computer science.
首先还是请你听一段文章，内容是说在美国中学里学生应该念什么课程，他们可以选修什么课程等等。这段文章里有今天学过的语法和词汇，请你注意听，看看能够听懂多少。
In American high schools, most students take English, science, math, and history. These are basic courses, and each course is as useful as the others.In English class, the students study grammar and read famous literature. In science class, they study biology, chemistry, or physics. History is more interesting to some students because they learn about important events and places in the United States. Students take other courses too. These are electives. Some of them are music,home economics, and computer science. Students don't have to take all of these courses. Some study music because they feel it is more enjoyable. Some study computer science because they think it is more practical. In each class, teachers give students exams. Some exams are more difficult than others.But a good student can always do well.
刚才那段文章，如果你没有全懂，等一会儿老师还会再念一遍给你听。 现在我们先来听今天测验的三个问题。第一个问题是
What are some of the basic American high school courses?
第二个问题是
What do students learn in history classes?
第三个问题是
Do all American high school students study music?
好，现在我们再听英文老师用慢速度把刚才那段文章念一遍，请你特别注意刚才那三个问题的答案。
In American high schools, most students take English, science, math, and history. These are basic courses, and each course is as useful as the others. In English class, the students study grammar,and read famous literature. In science class, they study biology, chemistry, or physics. History is more interesting to some students because they learn about important events and places in the United States. Students take other courses too. These are electives.Some of them are music, home economics, and computer science. Students don't have to take all of these courses. Some study music because they feel it is more enjoyable. Some study computer science because they think it is more practical. In each class, teachers give students exams.Some exams are more difficult than others, but a good student can always do well.
好，现在请你回答今天测验的三个问题。你回答之后，老师会念出正确答案，让你做个比较，看你答对了没有。第一个问题是
What are some of the basic American high school courses?
They are English, science, and history.
第二个问题是
What do students learn in history classes?
They learn about important events and places in the United States.
第三个问题是
Do all American high school students study music?
No, not all of them study music.